Well, Lee, we've got you on the line, and you were talking about the differences between the sort of clown and the comic, you know, the Jon Stewart versus the Stephen Colbert, this exaggerated masked personality. And I can't help but think of Robin Williams, who died of an apparent suicide earlier this week. And think about that notion of the sad clown, you know, always underlying the comedy with something kind of tragic. Did you see it in Robin Williams?
I did. And I saw it in the clowns that I spoke to, all the really good clowns, like Barry Lubin, Grandma the Clown, who was the headliner at the convention, had in our interview. I was shocked at all of the tragedy that he'd been through. And, you know, the father of Clown Whiteface, Robert Grimaldi, had an incredibly sad life. And there's something there to the idea of the sad clown. The idea that the people who need to laugh the most, who are least at home with their thoughts, least at home with who they are, for whatever reason, are so compelled to alleviate that in others. Mm. I think it's born out of such compassion. I didn't meet any clowns who were jerks, and I talked to a lot of them, and that's weird. And maybe they were just being extra polite, but there is a lot of media hostility. And so the fact that they were distrustful of the media and yet still charming and open and wanting to make me laugh, I think speaks to the kind of people who go into it. And with Robin Williams, he was perhaps the most iconic American clown. He made it okay for people for generations to laugh at themselves through him. He was never afraid to make his pain and his experiences alleviate some of the ache of our own and the things that we worry about. Like, I loved the jokes about him being a hairy little man because, like, it's never said with self-deprecation. It's said as a fact. Because there's nothing inherently bad about it, but it's something that some people struggle with. So I think the idea that someone who is in so much pain, surviving that pain by alleviating the pain of others, is a very human and very beautiful thing. And unfortunately, it just seems a cruel irony that someone capable of spreading that kind of joy maybe wouldn't be able to give it to themselves.
Boy, I'm so glad I asked you that question. That's excellent. Thank you very, very, very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.